The drills are scheduled to last for 9 days. They will be taking place in the waters off the east coast of Russia. Simulations of anti-submarine warfare, air defense, and joint beach landings are set to take place. The drills come around a decade after China and Russia's militaries did a similar beach landing exercise in the coastal Chinese city of Qingdao. Chinese naval observer Yin Zhuo says the drills are not easy to coordinate.
Landing operations are hard to organize. They consist of complicated procedures and require precise coordination between landing forces and fire support units under a unified command.
This year's drills will represent the first time the Chinese military has sent warships from all of its three fleets for an exercise with a foreign country.Yin Zhuo says the exercises will give the Chinese side a good chance to learn.
It's a good opportunity for all the ships in the three fleets to work with their Russian counterparts. They can learn and improve themselves. At the same time, it will also give them a chance to familiarize themselves with the Sea of Japan, where they may end up sailing more frequently in the future, given its position.
This is the second time this year the Chinese and Russian navies have taken part in joint operations. Both sides teamed up for joint naval exercises in the Mediterranean in May. 7 Chinese warships will arrive at the Russian port of Vladivostok on Thursday, along with 6 helicopters, 5 fixed-wing aircraft, 21 units of amphibious equipment, and 200 Marines. The Russian side will send 16 surface ships, 2 submarines, 12 naval aircraft, 9 amphibious vehicles, and 200 Marines. For CI, I'm Luwen.